Time for another 24 teams in 24 days, brought to you by Safeway Pest Control of Johnson City. And glad to be joined by Mike Lunsford, the head coach of the Cloudland Highlanders. Coach, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. I'm having a good day. You?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time this morning. Well, Mike Lunsford, head coach of the Cloudland Highlanders. I remember saying this many, many years ago.
We've heard this story before.
Tell me about the move, Coach.
Well, it's been, you know, usually when you change schools and go into a new school, it's pretty awkward and pretty hard the first little while. But it's really not been, you know, everything's very familiar, and I know just about all the teachers, and I know most of the kids' parents, brothers, sisters, or something. So, you know, it's not been much of a transition. It's been pretty smooth.
Well, Coach, you obviously, this is not your first run at Cloudland. You, first of all, you're a Cloudland alum, right? Class of 1980, is that right?
Yep. I graduated here in 1980, played football and baseball and ran track, and, you know, I've enjoyed my years, and I'm back home. So, you know, it's probably where I'll end my career, but it's been new, but it's been great.
Well, first of all, allow us to congratulate you. Your first run at Cloudland, you put together an impressive 136-40 record. It went on to some great success at Hampton. Now you're back at Cloudland, and I would imagine the expectations there are every bit as high as they can be.
Yeah, I think so. I think the kids expect to win. I think we, you know, as coaching staff, we expect to win. And, I think it's through the body they expect us to do big things. Now, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's really hard. And, if we can't afford to make very many mistakes this first year. We've got to play very, very, very clean, and it's going to be tough. But, you know, that's the way it is. It's a little bit of a rebuilding year. But we have a lot of seniors, so, I think we'll be fine.
What is the enrollment at Cloudland?
Our enrollment is usually right around 200.
Wow.
Sometimes it'll go up to 210, sometimes about 190, but I'm not sure where it's going to be this year.
And there was somewhere I was going with that question, because I noticed while you don't have the biggest roster we've seen, obviously some of the much bigger schools have 60, 70, 80 players. You're looking at a roster of about 37 players out of a total enrollment of 200.
It's not bad.
There's got to be something in the drinking water or something that's got Cloudland young men geared up and ready to play football for you.
Cloudland, you know, Cloudland has always been a football school. When I played here, it was a football school. The kids here are tough, hard-nosed, and, you know, they enjoy the game of football. And, of course, I did when I was here. And it's just a tradition. And we had a really great program the last time I was here. And I think maybe that's brought some of the interest. But more than anything, we've had about 37 kids on the roster. We've had 37 at practice every day. It's been the best group of kids I've ever had to practice.
I'm looking at your pages here in the Northeast Tennessee Football Yearbook, by the way, an outstanding publication. I notice all of the players highlighted, and some good looking young men, all seniors. I expect you're really going to be looking for a lot out of your senior leadership this year.
Yeah, we got to have good senior leadership. We've got, you know, our line is I think we start four seniors and one junior. And our tight end senior, we've got some young skill position people that's got to come through. But one of the kids that's been extremely, extremely good for us so far has been Brinkley Mull. And he's a senior wide receiver, and he's played with unbelievable heart. He's done a great job.
I guess he and Preston Minfield, your quarterback, I guess they've been together for quite a while, haven't they?
Well, actually, Preston didn't play last year.
Preston, he didn't?
Some of the kids that's on the team didn't play in the last couple of years, and they've come out, a few of them, and that's helped us. But now Preston's a great athlete, and he's just a good kid, and he's got a brother, Malachi, that's a super athlete too. He's a sophomore. It's took a little time to get things together and get things going clean and efficient, but I think we're getting there.
Mike Lunsford is the head coach of the Cloudland Highlanders. Let's go to your coaching staff there, Coach. Who's with you this year? Who's helping you out?
Scott Potter will be my defensive coordinator. And he's my principal, so he has to listen to me, and I have to listen to him.
Nice.
That works good. That works good. He yells at me during school, so I get to chase him after it's over.
There you go.
No, we get along good. Scott played on my first 10-0 team. His quarterback told me the first one in the cloud in history way back there. And he was quarterback, defensive back. He also played on my first playoff win.
Yeah.
And so we go back a long, long way and been good friends. And his wife and my wife are good friends. And, just it's a good situation. And then Randy Burchfield, the former principal here, he is an assistant coach and does the JV. And then Nick Johnson, Braden Lacey, and Zach Benfield, the brother to Preston, are all on my staff. And Lane Smith. And Lane played quarterback for me at Hampton, so I've got people that know my system pretty good, and good people. Above everything else, they're just good, hard-nosed, tough people.
Now that Michael Lunsford guy, you couldn't get him on staff, so he's kind of taken over at Hampton. How interesting is that scenario?
Well, you know, we played in the Jamboree the other night, and playing against your son, that's different. It's a different type of emotion than I've ever had.
Yeah.
And but to me, I tried to compartmentalize and make that just a scrimmage. And I'm sure to him, that's been the first time he ever faced his dad. It was a Super Bowl to him, I guess, in a lot of ways. And then he thumped me. Ain't got no sense in all that, I didn't think. But no, he's got a great team. Kids have worked hard and they're ready to play. They're a little bit ahead of us right now, but we're doing everything we can to catch up. Now he's a good coach. Not because he's my son, but he's got a great work ethic, and he has a great mind for the game, and he gets along well with the kids. Those are the three things that I think makes a good coach.
I would argue that a lot of that has to do because he's your son. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine his old man being a pretty good coach probably didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt.
Now, that being said, Coach, obviously September 23rd is a day you've got to have circled on your calendar. I know as the outstanding coach that you are, and again, a career 202-55 record is just spectacular. But there's no way you can't be looking at September 23rd with a mix of dread and fear and anticipation and pride, knowing that you'll be actually officially coaching against your son as you guys host Hampton on the 23rd. What does that feel like, knowing that day is looming?
Well, honestly, I try not to think about that game much right now because I think it would take away from the games leading up
right
to that. And, we've got a big game Friday night. We're going to be picked to get beat, and I'd love to go down there and pull an upset.
Yeah, that's the game at Northview Academy. So that's the team that beat you that season opener last year, isn't it?
Yeah. And, they didn't have any seniors last year, and they've got a load of them this year. But, going back to the 23rd, the 24th is going to be a tough day for me one way or the other.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
Because, either way, I'm going to feel bad, either for me or for my son, but I'd rather feel bad for him than
There you go.
And that's how it compiled a 202-55
there
record.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Lunsford throwing a little shade here this morning. That's what he's doing.
I think he's talking some smack.
He's talking smack.
He's old school.
Okay.
I don't know that we'll be able to do that. They've got an awful good ball team. We'll have to play well. We'll have to play real well.
Coach, obviously you had your playing career at Cloudland, graduated in 80, went on to play at ETSU.
Yeah.
ETSU, obviously, their first year back in the Southern Conference this year, going to have their work cut out for them this year. But how do you feel about ETSU bringing football back and about the direction the program's headed?
I'm just tickled to death. Of course, we've got a kid that's playing down there, Ashley Haynes. And, we want to try to go down and watch him some. It was awful sad to me when they did. I would always rather go watch AKSU play than I did UT or anybody else. When I had a choice between the two, I would always go to AKSU. You know, that's my home school and right. college and stuff. And I'm just tickled that they've got it back, so I really am.
Mike Lunsford, head coach of the Cloudland Highlanders. The region this year, Coach, who's the team to beat?
Well, I'm not really sure. I hope we're up sitting near the top. I think we can be. And I think there's a good possibility that, the very first regional game will be a tough one because Oakdale, I think last year, Cloudland beat them 30-28. And I think they returned quite a few. So that'll be a big challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, we wish you all the best tomorrow night at Northview Academy and certainly throughout the season. You've always been a good friend of the Monster here, so anything we can do for you, you know where we are. We appreciate your time.
All righty. I thank y'all. I'm sorry about missing that last call. I was actually working on my son's house.
Well, you mean on the son that you're going to coach against on September 23rd?
Oh, yeah, he made me go. He tried to work me to death this summer, so I couldn't do much coaching.
See,
so basically, when he's at home, he's in the house that Dad built, and then when he goes to work, he's in the house that Dad built.
Yeah,
this poor guy.
Oh my goodness,
he's gonna have an identity crisis.
There you go. There you go.
Best of luck to you, Coach. Go get him this year.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Good dude,
Mike Lunsford.
Yeah,
head coach, Cloudland Highlands.